explosion that they were riding to open the game, getting that goal 8 seconds in just seemed to give them that extra boost that they were already looking for.
Well, the atmosphere in the building was obvious right from in warm-ups, you know, obviously in the start of the game, and you know, conceding a goal first 8 seconds obviously got them pretty amped up, and we expected their team to come hard, and we expected them to play with a lot of emotion and energy early on, and they did that, exactly that, and it was pretty loud in here, and it was, we needed to do something to stop the flow because they were coming hard.
What do you say to a guy like McCullough after a sequence like that? Obviously he didn't lose the battle with gravity on purpose. It wasn't a bad decision on his part. What do you say so that it doesn't affect the rest of his game?
In this particular case, we didn't say anything. We put him right back out there because we know that's the situation, and it's unfortunate, and you know, it's unfortunately happens right there at that spot, and giving them that opportunity. But you know, we did talk to him later on, but that was the unfortunate part of the start was not necessarily that, is that they were much better, much the one puck battles, and really came at us in a lot of different ways, and that was where they had the upper hand.
Dan, for all the games that you've played and everything else in a short time span, how do you keep the team fresh, both physically and mentally? And is it a challenge in this setting?
Well, we've taken, adjusted practice to the schedule, adjusted practice to how much many games we've played, and some of the travel that we've had. We've adjusted that way to in terms of getting the optimal rest versus work that we need, and in terms of being fresh mentally, I think we're 6 games into a season. I don't think being fresh, not being there mentally is something we have to worry about. But the physicality, sometimes the mind follows, and so we have taken steps. But again, it was about being ready to start this game, and they brought exactly what we thought they would bring, and we knew it would be a emotional building and a fast, quick start for them. We knew they wanted to come out and play that way, and they certainly did and got the better of us.
Alexander Burmistrov was flying around the net all night. Were you maybe a little bit disappointed on how you guys were able to cover him, or were you surprised at how effective he was?
He certainly had a very good game. I thought the impressive part about his game is, in addition to the skill that we've seen before, he won a lot of puck battles tonight, and he was good in that regard, which I think is the best game I've seen him play in that regard, and certainly he hurt us. He hurt us on the second goal.
Thanks, Dan.
Richard, Dave.